This Iranian president, this guy, he's either got to be nuts. You know, he thinks now that he's going to be the one to push for the return of a messiah figure. What's going on with this guy?
Well, I think one of the things that in the war on terror that has been overlooked by the Pentagon, especially by the administration and exclusively by the State Department, is the whole end of the world scenario of the radical Islamic movement. Now, it's interesting that the color of the fog that surrounded the president of Iran when he addressed the United Nations, and that which other eyewitnesses talked about, was kind of like a green fog. Now, that word green is interesting because if you go to the book of Revelation, this is relevant, George, the pale horse that we read about in Revelation 6:8 is talking about death, hell, and that power was given over them to the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword, and with hunger, with death, and with the beast of the earth. Now, this is a gentleman who believes he is to bring about the apocalyptic end of the world in order for the Mahdi to come on the scene. And again, by failure to understand the eschatological or the end time perceptions of where Iran is coming from and some of the other belligerents, I think it's really been to the detriment of the whole, quote, war on terror. Now, he's serious. That word pale horse, and this is important, the word pale in Greek comes from chloros, from which we get the word chlorophyll, and it happens to be a green, so you could say it this way. And I looked and beheld a green horse. And so the situation that we're seeing with Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, I'm probably not pronouncing his name exactly correct.
Stephen, I don't think anybody knows how to pronounce this guy's last name.
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to read the alphabet all at once from A to Z. But anyway, we'll refer to him as the president of Iran. I think it's very telling. Now, here's what's important. It's one thing when you have suicide bombers. It's another thing when you have suicide people laying their lives down for, quote, their cause. But it's another thing when there are people in possession and actively in possession, I want to make that clear, of nuclear weapons, not just developing them, that are ready to destroy the whole world. So I would say this, when a man has expressed his intent to destroy the world, has the capability, and has the backing of major behind-the-scene powers that are giving him the technology, the delivery systems, and the ability to do that, I think you got to take them seriously.
And let me ask you this, though, Stephen, something that I find very strange. It appears to be every time Iran is in the works of doing something nuclear, you know, uranium enrichment and everything else, it's almost as if they send out a press release to the world, we're now doing this, we're now doing this. This is strange to me. When you're dealing in something as covert as trying to build a nuclear bomb, you don't advertise to the world the steps and stages you're taking. I think you're right. I think they already have something, and I think it's tucked away.
Absolutely. Let me tell you this. I went public, George, in 1999 with a story that the Associated Press carried. It's on my website. They can go to just type in the search engine for Iran nuclear explosion. In 1999, Iran exploded an atomic device. The story stayed on the Associated Press. I think we talked about this once on your show a couple of interviews ago. And from that point on, within 1 hour of that story being worldwide on the Associated Press, it was cleansed, it was taken off, and it was absolutely put into, even they even cleaned the people that look after that stuff from the different intelligence agencies, even went so far as to clean it out of the Wayback Machine. But fortunately, I printed it, I scanned it, and I put it on the website. So, you know, the fact of people always worried about what they're building or what they're able to, quote, acquire in technology to produce atomic weapons is such a ridiculous point, in my opinion, based on the fact they have already exploded nuclear weapons. Look, I've been saying that, and for a lot of years, the different intelligence agencies would put their spokespeople out to counter when I would say that. I would go on a talk show like Coast to Coast, and you'd have somebody show up to make the statement, oh, that's not true. Yet, within the last several weeks, we've had Porter Goss go to, as you know, Turkey. He made the statement, he's now the director of CIA, make the statement that Iran is in possession of nuclear weapons. Now, that's not BS as it was when it was associated with Iraq. There is a defined line of actual historic explosions, people who have come in from the cold, people who have defected, Russians, everybody who has defected in their dogs, the Chinese, and they've all made the same statements as they've been debriefed. Yes, we, our country, sold this to Iran. They are in possession of not only nuclear weapons, but in delivery systems. So when a nuclear weapon is detonated, as you're aware, not only do seismographs pick it up, but we have satellites, we have all forms of observation devices that are more than aware of that. So it's fascinating to me that for the last 6 years, it's been denied, 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 denied. How close are they? Do they have it? Do they not? And all of a sudden, the director of CIA, which I give him credit for, I said, finally, someone tells the truth.
Steve, there is no doubt that if Iran continues to do what it's doing, somebody is going to take out these nuclear facilities. The question is, will it be NATO, the United States, or Israel by itself? What do you think?
Well, at this point, it may be all of the above, but I think people need to go back into ancient history a little bit, George, and that's the fascinating thing about it, to understand that in the days of Daniel the prophet, the kingdom of Persia, which is modern-day Iran, absolutely had some of the most unusual supernatural entities that fought the prophet Daniel to get the answer to Daniel's prayers. It even says that Michael and Gabriel, the archangels, fought with the prince of Persia for 21 days, Daniel 10:13. The point in bringing that up is that this is not a small thing. Iran is not Iraq. And based on some of the hunts that have been going on in the United States over the last several weeks for actual fissionable devices, not dirty bombs, actual fissionable devices, and the rhetoric that Iran seems to be escalating almost on a daily basis, I can tell you this, that when you ask the question about what's with the president of Iran and his almost end-time complex to bring about the end of the world, they are actively, with other nations' help, seeking to thrust the world into a World War III. Now, why this is important prophetically, and you've said so many times, I know you have, that, you know, once it begins there, it doesn't spare the people in the United States. We are talking about events that can cascade. Russia has declared its backing for both Syria and Iran. China has entered into new agreements with both Syria and Iran. Our neighbors south of the border, whether it's Venezuela, Bolivia, Cuba, there have been so many meetings of Russian defense ministers, Chinese defense ministers, and everybody playing basically a hopscotch around the planet, that you would have to be absolutely in the quintessential state of denial to not see that something's up. It doesn't stay in Iran. It doesn't stay in Israel. This is why NATO has been brought in. And this is why the events, even as we speak tonight, everybody had better be praying for our men and women in arms, our nation's defense forces, and the people that need the wisdom. Because this thing is set up. It is my contention that we are getting close to a manufactured World War III, so that we can go directly into the times that have been prophesied in the book of Revelation, where a man of peace will come on the scene after a world exchange of nuclear weapons. And I think this is so telling and compelling that we're dealing with the oldest empires in the world now all being active at the same time. And it's got to be a wake-up alarm, and it's got to alert most people, because we are not going to escape it.